Alright guys, welcome back. This one is entitled Organized Ramble. And we will be talking quickly about the current 24/7 champion of WWE, my current Funko Pops count, and the current DC, Aftershock, and Marvel, and etc. comics that I am reading. So far as I know of, as long as I keep track, I am reading two DC, two Marvels, and one Aftershock. We'll get into that in a few moments. Right now, just lay back and listen to the voice of excellence. Also, grab yourself a nice cold beverage of Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola. Alright everyone, now this episode is going to be entitled Binge Watching, Binge Collecting, Binge Whatever. Now, I am going to basically go through a small, short rundown right now, and then each rundown that I go through is going to be about a minute to 2 minutes long, otherwise this podcast notion would probably be like an hour long, and not everybody's got that kind of time, so we're going to try to make this short and sweet, just like strawberries and cream yogurt, because that stuff is booming good. Alright, so, last few days, heck, even the last few months, I've been binge-watching shows, I've been working my butt off, saving up money, binging comics, or just, you know, collecting comics. I got a stack right here that I'll go through and just say what I got, and then I got a stack of not only books, other books that I've gotten, but also shows that I've been going through. So let's get into it and let's go see what I've done. Or I guess in this case, since this is a podcast format, you can only hear. Now, I should probably do a YouTube one of this, but not everybody wants to see my dashing good face. So that's why I'm using my dashing voice to reach you all through your ears, instead of your eyes and your ears. Now, first on the agenda is the two books that I've gotten recently. One is a manga book called Overlord, and the other one is, when I first saw it, I thought it was very similar to both the show and manga of Overlord. It is called Skeleton Knight in Another World. Now, looking at the front cover, the Skeleton Knight looks very similar to Overlord's main character, almost the exact same way. And I know what you're thinking, that that's basically every manga and or anime. That just about every show is very similar. Like, for instance, what is that show called? Everyday Life with Monster Girls, or Monster Misumi. That show is very similar in appearance, like Sekirei's. It's basically the same thing, basically the same persona thing going on. You know, it starts with a guy surrounded by beautiful women, kind of thing. This Overlord is not that, at least not quite. He has a few beautiful women with him, but he's also got a few guys that are basically his. Everybody here is basically their servants, if you've read the Overlord books, manga, and or seen the show. Now, I'm really waiting for the next season. I thought the first season of Overlord the anime was really good. The second one, I was very confused on it. And then the third one, I thought was good, but I thought it was missing a lot of plot holes. Because I was missing a lot of things. So I basically had to rewatch season 1, season 2, and then obviously watch season 3 all over again. And I was like, what am I missing? But it just feels like they jumped so far into it. Because the main character is, if you've seen the show, starts with a sword. Anyway, the show from this thing from the other show that I'm trying to remember, these group of people that play an online video game get trapped somehow in the world of the video game, and they can't get out. If they try to take off the helmet, they die. If they die in the real, die in the game, they die in the real, which is the real world. And if you've seen the movie or movie and show, then you know what I'm talking about. I want to say Sword Captors, but that's not it at all. But this is similar in the case that the guy who plays Overlord is just apparently a regular guy, and he gets somehow stuck in the game because the game apparently wants to be shut down, or is going to get shut down because new games are popping up, and he just wants to give, you know, a last hurrah to the game, so he figures he'd just stay in the game until shutdown. Apparently, what happens is he gets basically put in the game, so all his characters and all his friends' characters that they've made are basically real living people. They're not just like a computer AI. They're actually like a person. They're actually like a monster or figure with, you know, ability to think. So I think the concept is really cool. I really like the show Overlord. Although I would like if, you know, the show The Devil is a Part-Timer, which is one of my favorite shows, that and Food Wars. I would like it if The Devil is a Part-Timer. I would like it if that show came back for a season two. But, you know, from what I believe has happened, it's not going to come back anytime soon. So, I just want to give a shout-out to the people that make Overlord. This is a really good book, and I hope you guys keep going. Skeleton Knight and Another World, have not read it yet. Apparently, the one I picked up is novel one. Now, again, like I said, just by looking at the front cover, immediately I was like, this is the same character from Overlord. I don't know which one came first. I'm going to say Overlord, but that's just me. So I really hope it's good. Oh, now I finally remember. The show anime is called Sword Art Online. I went to see the movie in theaters. Forget which one that was. But I know that there is multiple Sword Art Onlines. There's like Sword Art Online 2. Then there's like a machine gun one, which is really cool. It's like Phantom Bullet or Girl Ops or something like that. But I really enjoy it. And I hope that other people enjoy it too. But, you know, we're all different. So you might like it, you might not. Gun Gale Online, I think, was one. Oh, the movie. Here I go. The movie is called Sword Art Online, the movie. And I thought it was really good. There wasn't many people in there. But, you know, it's anime. What can you do? Not many people want to see it. Just like the Batman animated movie that came out in theaters. Not many people were in the theater to see that. I personally liked it. A few people that were there personally liked it. But there wasn't that many people in the crowd. But anyways, kind of got off topic a little bit. Sorry about that. Kind of like 5 minutes in, I believe. Probably even 8 minutes in now. So, the next up on the list is, so, I basically have binge-watched the rest of iZombie Season 5, or all of Season 5. Now, if you've watched the last season, or last episode of Season 5, then you know what I'm about to say. Again, I liked how they ended it enough to accept it, but I wish they would explain some more. And it just seemed like they were just trying to wrap up the show quickly. Like, they couldn't, either from the actors and actresses or the story or whatever reason, they didn't want to continue the story of iZombie. I totally think they could have made it a season 6. It just seemed it just seemed the last 2-3 episodes were just rushed, especially the very last episode. Like, they just pushed a whole bunch of crap together and were like, all right, that's it. But that's just me. That's just my opinion. Go with it as you will, but whatever. Moving on. All right, so the current season, at least on Netflix, of The 100, I watched that complete season. I watched all of it. Still very much enjoy the show. Still haven't read the books. Even though every time I tried to read the books, I always get sidetracked with something else. But when I start reading it, I automatically hear Clark's voice, the actress that plays Clark. I either hear her voice in my head as I'm reading it, or I hear, what's his name? Bellamy and John Murphy. I just hear their voices as I'm reading it to myself in my head. And that's one good thing about watching movies and TV shows, is that when you read a book, you can imagine, you know, that in your head instead of your own voice, because it makes it feel more real. So I enjoyed it. I liked how they did with the show, especially with Clark. The actress who plays Clark Griffin has pretty much like made that character even better each time she performs. And such as all the other characters, such as Octavia, Bellamy, John Murphy himself, they've done great things with those characters. And I hope to keep seeing more. Heck, I'd love it if this show went all the way to season 10. But who knows, you know? All right, next on the agenda is going to be all season 1 from Netflix. Majority of these are all Netflix shows, or at least that are on Netflix. Now, they're probably already in other seasons on the actual network, but this is just me going down the run-through of what's on Netflix. This is Altered Carbon. I've watched it twice. Really enjoyed it. I think they should definitely expand it for sure. I'm excited to know that the Falcon, as he's known as Anthony... I'm spacing on his last name, even though I can look it up. He's going to be the lead for the character of the second seed of Altered Carbon. I found out and saw the hardcover book of Altered Carbon at Barnes & Noble Bookstore. Almost bought it, but didn't, because obviously you can get it cheaper on Amazon. And I was really digging it first season, and then I had to watch it again, because the character that plays basically his sister, or at least one of the actresses that plays his sister, I think she's a phenomenal actress. And I hope that she's in season 2 on flashbacks. I really do. She was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think the first or second season. Basically blanking on what other shows she's been in, but, you know, I'm thinking about other things. Moving on. Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow, I'm still digging the show, even though kind of up and down with the season that was on Netflix. Supergirl, well, I was digging it too. Same thing, up and down. I didn't really think Lex Luthor needed to be presented, but, you know, you got to go with what you feel, especially if it's DC Comics, Marvel, whatever. You got to go with both what you think people would want to see, and to kind of like dig into, like, if you're DC, you want to kind of like, hey, we think people want to see Lex because everybody apparently in Marvel is seeing Thanos or something like that, but we can't jump all the way to Darkseid because we don't have that set up other than the DC movies. And speaking of DC movies, it seems like they've scrapped a second coming of Justice League, because you have basically, what was it? You have Batman versus Superman, you have Wonder Woman, Justice League, and now Aquaman movie. Good thing is that Wonder Woman 2 is coming out, which is great, but it seems like the Justice League is basically like over. So it doesn't seem like we're going to see Darkseid, which would be good to see DC Comics' Darkseid character, since we kind of already now see Marvel's Thanos character. And if you know what Thanos looks like, as well as Darkseid, they're very similar in design. Very similar. So it would be really good to see both of them on screen, even though we've already seen Thanos. And right there, me thinking of Marvel, or talking about Marvel, I haven't seen a lot of movies from Marvel, or just DC, or actually just comics in general. The last Marvel movie I watched was from Netflix, and it was Ant-Man and Wasp. I just finally had to watch it, and I enjoyed it. But I have not seen many movies after that. I never saw Infinity War, Endgame, Captain Marvel, then DC's Aquaman, and I just couldn't get myself to see it. I still can't get myself to go see those movies, even though I love comic books, and I love the fact that they've really pushed the movies out and want people to see this. I think people only wanted to see Aquaman because of Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa is a great actor. And if you've watched Game of Thrones, The Frontier, and some other movies that he's been in, he's actually a really good actor. But I think people only wanted to see it because of him, which is okay. But it's just like, I don't think people care as much as they do with Marvel as they do DC, or DC as they do with Marvel. It's just the way the landscape is. Movie-wise, it seems like Marvel is doing well, live-action ones. Some of the cartoon shows, animation shows are doing well. But the animated movies of both DC and Marvel are, you know, back and forth. I think DC Comics' TV shows, animated TV shows and animated movies are doing way better than Marvel. That's just my opinion. Such as Young Justice Season 3. Haven't watched all of that. I've just seen clips of it on YouTube. You know, iZombie just ended. I think Arrow ended too. The next one, I think the one that's going to keep lasting would be The Flash and or Supergirl. I think they might, you know, kill off the Legends show. Hopefully they don't. I do hope they continue or make a show about The Question. I think that would be a very entertaining show. Both male and female, The Question would be, in my opinion, a very good show. So there's been some shows that I've started watching as well. The new, updated, rebooted, whatever you want to call it, Charmed. I've watched a few episodes of that. Like it a little bit. Then there's this one called Woo Assassins. Like it a little bit. Like it. There's one that I just recently started today called The Naked Director. It's definitely a handful there. But I enjoy it, especially the behind the scenes, view on the industry that it's talking about. Now I got a few comic books that I picked up, and I'm gonna run through them real quick. Some of them I got for regular price, some of them I got for a dollar. Let me go through the ones I got for regular price last and the ones I got for a dollar now. All right, so let's go through this. Let's separate this a little bit. Alright, so we got Boom Studios. We got Aspen. We got Dynamite. We got DC. Yeah, so we got five. We got five books right now. Nope, sorry. Apologies. We got five. We got Aspen Comics, Dynamite, Boom Studios, DC, and Marvel Comics. So the one by Aspen Comics is a volume 1, number 1. And it says Sourcebook Executive Assistant. Looks like it says Iris, I believe. And it's from January 2016. Then I have by Dynamite. It's a number one, and it's called The Shadow Year One. Alright, and then I have by Boom Studios, it's number one of four, it's called Black Market. Then by Marvel, I have, which I'm pretty sure I have number one, but I have Patsy Walker, aka Hellcat, number one, two, and three. I'm really digging that she's on Jessica Jones. I haven't watched the new season episodes of Jessica Jones at all. Just haven't thought about it. Heck, haven't even watched Luke Cage. Did finish Iron Fist. And I don't know if you know that when they brought Iron Fist out, it seemed like it was Marvel's version of Arrow. Just the way they set it up. Kind of like if you were to watch the trailer for Aquaman was very similar to the trailer of Black Panther. Alright, the DC ones that I got were Prez, number one, first teen president. I was kind of very wary about getting it, but the fact that it was DC, and I feel like every time I go to a comic book store, I should get at least a DC Comics book. I don't get many Marvels. If I do, I get like three DC and one Marvel, but when I've gone to comic book stores as of late, I try to get like two DCs, two Aftershocks, one Marvel, and one Boom. But as of lately, it's been like one DC, one Marvel, one Aftershock, and so on. Alright, and the last one that I got for a dollar is called DC Showcase 95, starring Spoiler, Firehawk, and Thorn. It is a number 5 of 12. And it's pretty old, but I definitely like it. I'm digging it. Probably because I like the old stories. And the fact that the smell is very familiar. I think it's the same smell that used to give me a headache as a kid. I really don't know. But, you know, that's what I got for the dollar ones. For the regular price ones, I got four different issues. Two of the same publisher, two different ones. Now, the first one is by Image Comics. It's called Coffin Bound. It's a issue one. Haven't read it yet, but I've heard on Instagram from people that I follow that it is pretty good. There is one that I am meaning to read, though. It is a comic book that has to deal with sound. And I'm really wishing I could remember which book that was, if it is this Coffin Bound or if it's something else. Hopefully I can find it on Instagram or YouTube of what I've recently saw, so I can buy that book and really, you know, read it and hopefully hear the sounds in my head. So that one was called Coffin Bound by Image Comics. That's number one. And I have another issue one. This is called Strange Lands by Humanoid Comics. I've been picking their thing up because they are a little bit different. Similar to how when I've been picking up Aftershock books. Because they're a different company than DC and Marvel and Dark Horse and so on. And I like that they're newer. So my two current new comic book companies have been Humanoid and Aftershock. I still collect DC, I still collect Marvel, Boom Studios, Dark Horse, and so on. Now, I got two Marvel books here. One of these has basically been selling out, and I don't get it. I don't get how it's been pushed, but I like that it's been pushed. This one is Marvel number one. Got it for $8. It is Absolute Carnage. Now, this book has risen so high. This is basically, so I open the page. It says chapter one, The Bleeding King. And I love the fact that people are buying this book, caring about this character so much that it's just rising in rate. Kind of like The Walking Dead issue 1, issue 2, 3, and 4, and so on. People actually like care for this character. They care for the story, they care for the artwork, they care for the artist making the book. And it's just gone up popularity in the comic industry, which is great. Now, there are other books by Marvel that have basically been carnaged style. So there's a book called Black Cat that I got. Apparently, issue 2 has a variant cover of Black Cat as Carnage. And there's other characters of other books that have basically been Carnage style. Like, there's bits of symbiote Carnage on that character of whatever issue they're on. And I think it's awesome. I frankly want to buy every cover, but, you know, I ain't got that type of money. I don't got that tad of bling bling, you know? So I finally was able to get issue 1 of Absolute Carnage. I've seen other comic book company or comic book stores sell it for like after like a week of it being out, and I think it's been past a month now that they've been selling it for like $10, $12, $15 for issue 1, and this is a big issue. I mean, most comic books are I think 48 or 52 pages long. This is definitely a bigger book. It's kind of annoying that it has, you know, more advertisement in it, but, you know, that's just what you have to have when you have things like this. So, like, I just opened it up, and it looks like Absolute Carnage number 3 is in September, 4 is in September. There is The Amazing Spider-Man issue number 30 that basically has Carnage holding up Spider-Man. It says the all-new Absolute Carnage tie-in is here. It says it right on the top. And then, of course, obviously, like I just said, there's more advertisement, which is kind of very much pissing me off because they're just like this. They have like a whole page of advertisement for something else that just makes absolutely no sense. And my thing is, if you're going to put advertisement in here, you know, could you at least put it on the you know, like 6 pages at most? Don't put it on like more than that, because it just gets really annoying. It takes the reader away from the story. And if you're going to put advertisement up, could you put like a blank screen? Like, so if you're on like page 3 of the story of Absolute Carnage, and then you open to page 5 and it has an advertisement, have the next page opposite of the advertisement be blank, or have it be another advertisement, and then when you turn that page, you're back in your story. Because it gets a little uncomfortable that you're reading this and then somebody's talking about sweets or something like that. It's just really annoying. Also, for the store, I've been wanting to get this comic. It's not number 1. Apparently, it's issue 0, which is fine. This is Major X, issue 0. I got it for $5. I haven't read it yet, but I love that I'm seeing a lot of the great artwork in it. Really digging it. It's definitely got some throwback 90s style artwork in it, and then obviously some current stuff today, which is really cool. You know, you got, looks like, kind of looks like Thor, but it's not. You got, let's see, from that first 2 pages I opened up, looks like you got Lieutenant X, Commander X, Captain X, General X, Sergeant X, and then some other guy, which I guess is Major X. So they're all X, which is really cool. Major X, although, or is it Commander X, kind of looks like a little bit Canadian, but that's just what his, they all have an X on it. So I hope it's actually really good. Like, here's an advertisement in this thing. It's called Audible Originals Stan Lee's Alliance, A Trick of Light. That's kind of cool because it's by Stan Lee or with Stan Lee or for Stan Lee or whatever you want to call it. But some of the advertisements are just fucking annoying. Like, there's just this one. It kind of goes in it well, but it's... I mean, okay, so it's basically Geico, and then it has the lizard guy, or the gecko, and he has, like, a cape around him. That's kind of clever, if you're going to point it like that, but other than that, it's kind of annoying, like I said. So, that's what I've been up to, that's what I've been watching, that's what I've been reading. I actually got some more other things from the bookstore. I've gotten a lot of Pops, Funko Pops, as of late. I have now the complete collection of the Marvel Runaways line. I have Gert, Nico were the last two I got. The ones before them were Chase and Molly. And the first two I got were Alex Wilder and Carolina. Now, really, the only two characters that I really want, or mainly the only one that I wanted, was Gert. And Gert was the last one I could find. And her pop, unfortunately, is a little dinged up. But the fact that I got her for $2 was pretty awesome. And I'm good with that. Now, I have a few other pops, but I'll go into that on another time. We're running into the 30-minute mark, and I don't think y'all want to keep hearing me ramble on about stuff. So, I'm going to leave it to that. It is 6:27 right now. I bid you all a adieu. Bye.